Hey there, this is Get Privacy Freedom, here to discuss how are your phone and computer spying on you? Very important questions we need to ask ourselves is, are you safe? Are we safe? Is your money safe? Your crypto, your gold, your passwords, your photos? Is it still possible to even have private conversations? Can your microphone be accessed? What about your camera? Is your phone really off when it's off? How are you being spied on? And who's stealing your data? The question is no longer, am I being spied on? The question is, how am I being spied on? Why? And how to stop it? Let's dig into it. How are you being spied on? Your phone, computer, and tablet can spy on you, obtain data without your consent through your camera, the microphone, the keyboard, sensors, GPS, geolocating, and Wi-Fi scanning. Anything you see or do on your big tech social media platforms, they can see. It's recorded and can be sold or handed over at a mere government's request. Every private message, every link you've ever clicked on, everything that you liked, and every email you ever sent or stored, and every website you visit is being collected. All of this bulk collection, or known as mass surveillance, can also be accomplished by your device's sensors and keyboard. Anything you can do, a hacker such as big tech or someone in government, three-letter agencies, or a criminal can do as well. So think about this. Again, anything you can do, they can do. So emails and texts can be read, every document can be read, view and upload pictures, turn location services on and off, speak and listen to your phone calls. Okay, to understand this and the problem, and even drive the point home further, read part of the article from TheGuardian.com, which is about who could be accessing your camera and microphone. Apps like WhatsApp, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You see, Felix Krauss described in 2017 that when a user grants an app access to their camera and microphone, the app can do the following: access both the front and back camera, record you anytime the app is in the foreground, take pictures and videos without telling you, upload the pictures and videos without telling you, upload the pictures and videos it takes immediately, run real-time face recognition to detect facial features or expressions, live stream the camera onto the internet, detect if the user is on their phone alone or watching together with a second person, upload random frames of the video stream to your web service, and run a proper face recognition software which can find existing photos of you on the internet and create a 3D model based on your face. Crazy. For instance, here's a Find My Phone application, which many people have, which a documentary maker installed on a phone, then let someone steal it. After the person stole it, the original owner spied on every moment of the thief's life through the phone's camera and microphone. The documentary tracks every move of this person, from brushing their teeth to going to work, to grabbing a bite to eat with a coworker, to intimate moments with a loved one. This is the power of apps that have access to your camera and microphone. So who else besides for big tech? Well, the government. Obviously, Edward Snowden revealed an NSA program called Optic Nerves. The operation was a bulk surveillance program under which they captured webcam images every 5 minutes from a user's or from a Yahoo user's video chats, and then stored them for future use. It is estimated that between 3 and 11% of images captured contained undesirable nudity. So, well, government agencies like the NSA can also have access to your devices through built-in back doors. This means that these security agencies can tune in to your phone calls, read your messages, capture pictures of you, stream videos of you, read your emails, steal your files, as we read earlier or looked at any moment they please. Then also hackers can also gain access to your device with extraordinary ease via apps, PDF files, multimedia messages, and even emojis. An app called Metasploit on the ethical hacking platform Kali, that's Kali, uses an Adobe Reader exploit to open a listener or rootkit on the user's computer. You alter the PDF with the program, send the user the malicious file, and they open it, and hey, presto, you have total control over their device remotely. So once a user opens this PDF file, the hacker can then install whatever software app they like on a user's device, use a keylogger to grab all of their passwords, steal all documents from the device, take pictures and stream videos from the camera, capture past or live audio from the microphone, upload incriminating images and documents to their PC, and notify the police. I mentioned just keyloggers, but this is really important, so I need to just have a few more details on those, because most people have no clue about keylogging or what keyloggers are. But keyloggers are built for the act of keystroke logging, creating records of everything you type on a computer or mobile keyboard. If you are using an iOS or Google phone keyboard, then every single key you have touched has been recorded and logged. This is scary. You can see how dangerous these potential threats are. So why are you being spied on? Why is collecting your data or data harvesting so critical? One, greed. Your data is insanely valuable. Google's revenue, which exceeds $130 billion a year, almost exclusively comes from advertising. Or in other words, you are the product they sell. Two, for control and power. Tracking all your behaviors, personal movements, shopping, website traffic, your banking transactions, who your friends are, your political views, vaccine status. This is all data that can be sold and used to label you and control you. For whatever evil reasons, they want to control what you buy, where and when you travel, what you eat, what medicine you do or don't take, how you educate your children, what vaccinations you comply with or not. They want you as their property. They want you enslaved to their systems. And then three, it's all about the data. Think about this. You are an important political figure, for example, working on revealing lies about the cabal or globalist agendas or something of the sort. Do you think they don't intercept your emails and conversations and know everything about your strategies? Maybe not if you're using Session and Tutanota encrypted type apps. We must have the perspective of being in a privacy war. Don't throw away your secrets and strategies to the enemies. What to do about it? The main goal is to prevent centralized collection of your data or disconnect you from your device. So even if data is collected, the data is meaningless or disinformation. Edward Snowden quotes, "Once your device is hacked, what is in your hands is not simply your device, it is your future. We must be careful. For the sake of protecting myself, my family, and customers, I consider a device already hacked until big tech software is removed from the device. I want to know there is no backdoor access, no keyloggers, and no access to sensors whatsoever." So for phones, you know, this is de-Googling it, replacing the operating system, the OS, with a new OS such as Graphene or Lineage or eFoundation. There's various ones out there, but those are a few of my favorites. For computers, this is replacing Windows with Linux and Microsoft apps with something like LibreOffice. All of these are FOSS, F-O-S-S, or free open source software that is decentralized, community owned, and supported. All of the code is open, allowing it to be viewed by anyone. So, number one, what do we do again? So get a de-Googled phone which severs your identity from your device. This is important. And removes the other threats as well. Check out the shop, getprivacyfreedom.me/shop. Two, use secure end-to-end encrypted messaging for your text, emails, and phone calls. Session is an extremely pro-privacy app. Use open source software like Signal and Telegram for messaging and calls. For emails, use Proton Mail, which has its own secure drive and calendar as well. Tutanota is another one of my favorites. Three, for God's sake, get off Facebook and free email services like Yahoo and Gmail. Stop Googling. If you want freedom, it will take work and sacrifice. 4, don't ever open a mysterious text or email with a link in it like, hey, are you going to your uncle's funeral or, you know, something fill in the blank. Be really careful with any PayPal links sent to you asking to confirm your account and the like. These open up exploits through browsing windows and phone or device can be hacked. 5, simply cover up your webcam on your computer. Yes, it can be accessed. We must do something. It's time to stop government, big tech, and hackers from stealing your data. You are armed with facts. You know the threats. Join the privacy revolution and don't FTI. Failure or fail to implement. Start with something. Start de-Googling your life. Remember, a huge part of the parallel economy is to stop funding them by using their economy. Find out who is woke and unwoke at theunwoke.com and be a patriot with your feet and your wallet. Just start decentralizing everything. Your money, your kids' education, your food, your water, your digital devices. This is building sovereign systems that put you back in control. Check out our resources page for more on privacy and money and education and communications and health sovereignty. Of course, the Google phones and laptops can be purchased here. Check out the website and browse around. A lot of great resources to help with decentralizing and get them back your freedom. God bless.